Young babies don't see the world the way adults do. I'm Karen Dopkins. I'm a professor of neuroscience and psychology at UC San Diego. I've been studying visual development in infants and children for the last 21 years. And more recently, my lab has been interested in mental well-being in children and adults. And about 2 years ago, I wrote a paper on designing a daycare center with the idea and notion of promoting mental well-being in young babies. And Roy Rabakel, who's a Dutch designer, read that paper. And so we took our two areas of expertise and we started coming up with ideas for daycare centers. Infants have low contrast abilities. They don't see vibrant colors the way you and I do. They can't see fine detail. So in order for them to see something, we have to make it very high contrast, whether it's black versus white or a very saturated blue next to a red. And so in our designs, we made sure that the contrast was very high, that the structures were big enough, that the line width was wide enough that the babies could resolve it.
I'm Roy Verbakel, I'm a designer from the Netherlands, and I co-created this space with Karen Dopkins. We used a lot of details from her research, but also from other researchers. We used her research about spatial frequency, about color, about movement, and at the same time, we also used research about nature and how it influences humans. We collaborated this research into a design for a daycare.
My name is Belinda Yates and I'm the head of school at ISF Waterloo. The idea behind the project was the ISF board. There's a real need in the market for daycares in our area and we thought how could we enter that market and be different? So we decided to go for a trilingual daycare that not only took babies into the daycare but it really looked after their neurological needs and their growth development. Because of the fact that we offer a trilingual program, parents can choose the language their child is spoken to, Dutch, French or English. So this is very attractive to both the local market as well as expats wanting their child to learn additional languages. We hope with our new daycare that this stimulating environment, based on the research of Karen Dopkins and Roy Verbakel, will really develop the baby's minds. And we're hoping that we will be an example for other daycares so that we have a wonderful stimulating environment for all babies in the future.